Wisconsin's Afternoon News is on the air, broadcasting live from the Annex Wealth Management Studios at The Avenue in beautiful downtown Milwaukee. Here are your hosts, John McCure and Julia Fellow.
All right, thanks for hanging out with us. Hope you're having a great Monday. Let's get to Lane, should we?
Are you trying to fix your hair?
I was trying to make sure my headsets are behaving rightly.
Oh, I thought you were trying to preserve your hair for the things.
Oh, for my, no, I can't worry about my hair. I don't have enough hair to worry about.
Oh, please.
Lane Grindle, Brewers broadcaster, is with us. All right, Lane, you wear headsets for a living.
Talk about a head of hair.
Yes.
Do you ever worry about if you have an event after the game, how your hair is going to look? Do you get headset hair?
I do. I have a very thick hair, and it's very straight, so it's a problem for really anything that I do. I have calyx. It's just a mess. So I try to keep it cut pretty short, and people are like, man, you get your hair cut a lot. But I go every 3 weeks or so, and that helps a lot. So, like, as an example, I got my hair cut today in Cleveland, and people are always like, do you try, like, you're going to get your hair cut in a town? You don't know anybody? And I do that because when I'm home, I want to be home. I don't want to have to worry about
all of that.
So it's one thing I can do on the road, and I don't have to worry about it when I'm home.
Do you have a place in each town?
Some towns I do. Some towns it's a leap of faith. And
that's
fun. You hope it's fine. My hair grows so fast that, like, if it's a bad cut, I might hear about it from the guys in the clubhouse for a couple of days, and then it'll be over. So I'm willing to take that risk most of the time.
Hey, wanted to ask you about Brandon Woodruff. The news has just come down that he's going on the IL with an ankle injury. It's not related to his arm. I feel bad for Brandon Woodruff.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's a tough blow, right? Like, clearly it doesn't seem like it's a real serious thing. So he's going to be back on the mound for the Brewers here eventually. But there's been a lot of anticipation for this. And the Brewers have weathered a storm without a lot of starting pitching already. So they were really excited to get him back. And I just think the emotional lift you get from having Brandon back on the mound for this team is worth a lot, too. So it's a really disappointing turn of events. I think the good news is this doesn't seem to be serious. He will probably make another start or two, though, down in the minors, it sounds like, before he does make his way back with the big league club. So it's going to be a few weeks at least, probably, before we see Brandon in the big leagues with the crew. And we were all so excited and anticipating what this weekend was going to be like, and we're going to have to wait a little bit longer.
What about Tobias Myers? I mean, one day after all that terrible thing happened on the mound against the Rays, he's now optioned to AAA in Nashville?
Yeah, well, Tobias, you know, had a great year last year. He was one of the Brewers' best pitchers over the second half of the season, certainly. And he showed flashes of that against Houston, but he struggled a little bit with throwing strikes. He's walked too many guys, and I think there's another level for Tobias to find, and so he'll go to AAA and get a little bit of a reset. He's going to be a big part of this rotation, I think, before it's all over. But he was coming back off an injury himself, and that just throws the schedule off. When you get injured in the middle of spring training and you have to start over and you're kind of pushing yourself maybe even harder than you should be to get yourself ready and back on that big league mound. So he'll take a little time in the minors, but I will see Tobias back with the big league club. I have no doubt about that.
Lane, how nice is that stadium in Cleveland?
I really like it. You know, this is old Jacobs Field. It's now called Progressive Field, and it's a great stadium. When they first built this stadium, and you go back to the early 90s, and I mean, this place was sold out every single night, and it's kind of built straight up in the upper deck. The lower bowl sets out really nicely. There's great sight lines. I love this place. A quick story for you. I toured this stadium when I was a senior in high school. I was in Cleveland for a convention that I went on with my senior class, and we toured this stadium, and I honked the bullpen cart underneath in the service level where their batting cages were, and it felt like the tour got cut off pretty quick. So I think we kind of got kicked out of the tour. And
that's
we also got in
story.
Trouble because when we were out in the bullpens, we kept picking up the phone saying, "Give me Vaughn."
Oh!
And they didn't think that was funny either. So,
Such a rebel.
Yeah, you and me. I'm crossing too many lines.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, so I always think about that when I come to this ballpark now in a professional capacity.
And you get escorted to the booth, and right out of the booth, they take you from your car to the booth, and that's it.
They have a picture of me. They're like, "You're not allowed here, sir. You're going to have to call these games remotely."
Do not linger. This guy is not to linger anywhere. He is Lane Grindle. Lane, have a great call tonight.
I will. Appreciate it. Thank you.
It is 414 at WTMJ. I don't know if you've seen the headline. apparently Qatar is going to give us a plane, a $400 million plane that's going to be the new Air Force One after it gets outfitted and set for security and all that stuff. And it's causing quite a bit of controversy, a foreign government giving us the plane that will become Air Force One. What are the pros and cons of this? Is it an issue? We've got details up next.